Welcome to the 1% Leadership Podcast, where we challenge teachers and coaches to write their own story and improve by 1% each day so they can have a greater impact on their students and athletes. This is episode number 232 of the 1% Leadership Podcast. I'm your host, John Barth, and today's challenge for October 18th is: sometimes we take the people closest to us for granted. What can you do today to help the person closest to you, whether that's a spouse, a parent, a sibling? Follow through on your commitment. Today's challenge comes from our fundamental of success of leading by serving. Sometimes we want to help people, but we're not sure where to start. Sometimes we think helping others has to be something that gets us on the national news or on the front cover of People magazine or gets thousands of likes on social media. But I'd like to share what John Gordon says is the greatest success strategy of all, and that is to love, to serve, and to care. He says that love is a commitment. It's not just a feeling. It's a commitment to taking action, even when we don't feel like it. And it's about loving everything about the process, the struggles, the challenges, the competition, the fear, but especially the people in our lives. And making the commitment to love leads to serving. And serving requires sacrifice. It might be time or energy or money or focus that we sacrifice, but it requires us to give up something that we want in order to give others what they need. And when we love and we serve, we will care. And caring means understanding that every aspect of something is important. Everything matters, and everyone matters. But maybe we still don't know exactly what we need to do in order to actually show someone special in our life that we love them, we want to serve them, and we care about them. But a lot of times it comes down to the old adage of treating others how we want to be treated. Now, people have all kinds of different personalities and want to be treated in different ways, but thinking about how we want others to treat us is a good place to start, and it gives us practice. No, we aren't going to be perfect, but the only way to get better at loving, serving, and caring is through repetition. And this is why our challenge asks us to start with someone close to us, someone that we are a little more comfortable with, someone we may know a little bit more about how they want to be treated. Because if we can love, serve, and care someone in our family, someone we've known for years and know quite well, then we'll be able to use that experience to love, serve, and care for our students and athletes. So how about you? Can you think of someone close to you that you've taken for granted? What can you do to help that person by loving, serving, or caring for them? Can you follow through on your commitment? Can I tell you exactly what you need to do with every one of your students and athletes to love them, serve them, and care for them? No, I can't. And this is why writing our own story is not about management. It's about leadership. It's not about getting a script or a handbook or a rule book and checking to see what you need to do in every situation. It's about broadening your vision to see the world through different lenses. And it's about looking inside yourself to find the answers you're searching for. It's about getting rid of all the other clutter so you can be yourself, because that's the best gift you can give to your students and athletes. And it's the best way to increase your impact on them by doing the work to get better by 1% and give them a better version of you every day.